This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. JPMorgan Chase released, well, you could call them disappointing earnings today. By disappointing, I mean the bank missed expectations and, in fact, posted a drop in quarterly profits. But let us be crystal clear here. JPMorgan still made boatloads of money, almost $5 billion in Q4. $1 billion in legal costs took a bit out of the bottom line. Lawyers CEO Jamie Dimon had to hire in the wake of various government investigations. That didn't sit well at all with Mr. Dimon. He, in fact, said that banks are under assault. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains what he might have meant.
The assault, according to Dimon, is coming from U.S. regulators. He says the bank now has five or six regulators coming after it on every different issue, compared to the old days when it dealt with one or two. And that, quote, you should all ask the question about how American that is and how fair that is. Marcus Stanley, the policy director of Americans for Financial Reform, thinks Dimon has it backwards.
Yeah, I'd say regulators in the U.S. Congress are under assault from the financial lobby, and so far they've been winning some battles.
Stanley points to ongoing efforts to roll back elements of the Dodd-Frank financial reforms passed in 2010. So who's right? John Coffey, a professor at Columbia Law School, says actually both.
What happened in 2014 is I think that regulators decided that they had been accused too long of being soft on banks, and they took a stricter attitude.
In addition to various federal regulators, lots of state regulators are now knocking on banks' doors. So while the financial crisis made it clear we need better bank oversight, Aaron Klein with the Bipartisan Policy Center thinks there's room to do it smarter, to consolidate regulators.
What we have now is a siloed system where each regulator is off on its own area, enforcing its own rules, and not coordinating or communicating or sharing information amongst them.
Klein says that makes the regulatory process more complicated and more costly for banks, and also for taxpayers. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.